Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with pianist Daniil Trivanov when he was in town to play Rachmaninoff's fourth piano concerto with the Philadelphia Orchestra. I asked him how he approached a piece like this, particularly with this orchestra, which has such a history with the work.
Well, actually, this is probably the most difficult concerto of Rachmaninoff in terms of ensemble. It's very virtuosically written for the orchestra, and of course, the Philadelphia Orchestra had a lot of experience with this piece, and they recorded it with Rachmaninoff. So, in a way, it's an incredibly lucky opportunity to be playing with them that piece, because they really know every corner of that work.
And it changes themes so quickly, and it changes from very vigorous to very delicate. When you practice that by itself and then play it with the orchestra, does it get complicated?
Well, in general, as the atmosphere base for that piece, well, we have to remember that it is dedicated to Nikolai Metner, another great Russian composer, who is mainly famous for his miniatures for piano called Fairy Tales. And in a way, this fairy tale world of Russian folk fairy tales is present in this piece as well, with a lot of changing of the characters, of scenes, and very mysterious nature, like in a forest, or there is always some magic happening, like in fairy tales. And he dedicated it to Metner, for whom the fairy tale was a calling card.
That's so interesting. So when you're playing it, are you imagining the different characters?
Well, there can be many different ideas for the character, but in many places, there is a certain spirit which you can associate with something.
Did you have a particularly favorite part of it?
I would say that one of the most incredible moments for me is the final movement. It is written, first of all, in a very interesting shape. There is not really a recapitulation. It starts as if it is a sonata allegro movement, but then it travels further and further and further, and then, of course, he was reworking on it. He had several editions, and we are playing the final edition of it.
Now, you mentioned, as you said, you've just recently recorded Rachmaninoff's Variations with the Philadelphia Orchestra. The variations on the theme of Paganini are very well known. The variations on the theme of Chopin and Corelli are less well known. Can you talk about that experience?
Well, for Rachmaninoff, genre of variations in general was very, very important one, and he was coming back to it throughout all his life. The earliest variations he wrote are in his trio, Elegiac Trio number 2, the second movement. It's written in the form of variations, and it's also quite long. It's, if you do all the repeats, it's about 20 minutes of great music. But of course, the way he treated the genre also developed and changed over time. Variations theme of Chopin were, in a way, closer to the Elegiac Trio in terms of a broadness of variations themselves. Corelli and Paganini were both much more concentrated in its development. So yeah, there was the idea to record all the variations of Rachmaninoff, and I was really happy to work with Philadelphia Orchestra on Rhapsody.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.